live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akila Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, searches are continuing today in and around Letterkenny for missing a dairy man, Aidan Baldrick. The Seattle Hospital Group is warning of long wait times at Letterkenny University Hospital because of what it says is the very high number of people being admitted. A Donegal County Councillor has backed calls for more resources to be afforded to diabetes patients in the county, and there's growing frustration over the delays in progressing the Moville Community College Extension project. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Oisin Kelly, followed by Nuked with Colm Ferrisher. But first in news, further searches for Aidan Baldrick are to continue in Letterkenny and Derry over this weekend. It's exactly 1 week since the 33-year-old went missing from Derry, with a confirmed sighting at the station roundabout in Letterkenny at the weekend. Aidan is described as being approximately 5'8" in height and of a medium build, and was last seen wearing blue jeans, a dark navy jacket and brown loafers. People who wish to volunteer in the searches are being encouraged to follow Let's Get Aidan Home on Facebook for more details. Aidan's sister Lisa Quinn says her family are remaining positive but are desperate for a clue to lead them to his location.
As far as we know, he's still in Letterkenny, but we have no other information at all to go on, and it's so frustrating, you know, because we just don't know what else to do. I mean, we're in Letterkenny 2-3 times a day. We are so grateful for the support and help that we've had, and we will continue to be grateful. And any information at all, anything, we're just looking for the next wee breadcrumb, you know, because we're not giving up. We're still trying to be positive and, you know, hopeful that he's safe. But we just need to know. We need to know. My mommy's disabled and her heart is just broke. So broke.
In terms of searches that are planned for today and tomorrow, Lisa, can you give us any details on them?
Well, we've covered most of Letterkenny. We have a page on Facebook, Let's Get Aidan Home, and we update where we're searching, and any volunteers who want to help, that would be amazing. We don't want to torture the people of Letterkenny, but we are heart sick, just wanting to know that he's okay, that he's all right. Bring him home to us, you know, get him home to his family, you know, where he's loved, and it's just not the same without him. It really isn't.
And if Aidan's listening to this today, what message do you have for him?
Just to know that we all love him. We don't care what's happened, or, you know, if he thinks things have gone too far, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. We just want to know that he's safe. We want him home. My mommy wants him home more than anything. It's just, we just don't know where else to look, and we just let us know you're okay.
The Seattle Hospital Group is warning of long wait times at Letterkenny University Hospital because of what it says is the very high number of people being admitted. According to the latest INMO report, 25 people were waiting for inpatient beds there this morning, the fourth highest figure in the country. Donal Kavanagh has more.
In a statement today, management at the hospital say the emergency department, the medical assessment unit and the wards are all extremely busy. The hospital has admitted a significant number of ill patients recently, many of whom remain in the emergency department and in the medical assessment unit awaiting beds. A number of additional consultant ward rounds took place today to facilitate early discharges to free up capacity for this evening and the weekend. Management at the hospital are encouraging people to attend the emergency department only in the case of real emergencies, saying they should contact their GP or GP out of hours service in the first instance. Management say staff are committed to treating everyone who presents at the emergency department, but they do so strictly in order of medical priority. The hospital is apologising for the current long wait times.
Strike action could hit 36 healthcare facilities next month after support workers backed industrial action by an overwhelming majority. 94% of the 17,000 staff balloted backed taking action. The dispute centres on a job evaluation scheme and a pay justice campaign for some grades. Healthcare assistants, porters, cleaners and chefs are among the staff that will strike. SIP2's Health Division Organiser Paul Bell says it's now up to the government to engage.
The next steps is for our strike committees to be consulted with over the next 7 days to learn about what has been said since that from the members within the various workplaces There are some 36 workplaces affected by this. And from there, we expect that our members will be involved in some type of strike action, probably into the middle of June.
There's growing frustration over the delays in progressing the Moville Community College extension project. €10 million in funding was ring-fenced for the extension in 2015, but to date, no work has been carried out. It's emerged that a new architect has been appointed for the project. However, Councillor Martin Farn says work has to be complete by 2021, so there is an urgency to get diggers on the ground early next year.
It was a very difficult, very positive meeting there with our chief executive of the ETB and a number of our team regarding the school extension. We made our concerns known to them and our frustration at the length of time that it's taken to move this project forward. Obviously, it's not all down to the ETB. The Department of Education, and as far as I'm concerned, are actually dragging their heels as well. Now, the date has been given. The school is to be completed by 2021. It's so, so frustrating when you consider that that money was allocated in early 2015 by the then Minister, John O'Sullivan, and we appear to be getting nowhere fast. The school itself is an excellent school, but they deserve better than what they have there at the moment. I'm very frustrated, really, how long this has taken. From my own perspective, obviously, I've been there from the beginning, and I will continue to work extremely hard with the Board of Management, with the ETB, and try and get this over the line. One of the suggestions I made, and I got a seconder for that proposal, that we, the Board of Management, would like to meet with Minister Joe McHugh. Whilst we shared our frustrations today with the ETB, I think we would like to share a few of those frustrations with the Minister as well, because at the end of the day, he's the boss and he can make things happen. And I think this has to happen sooner rather than later. The work has to be completed by 2021, so it's extremely important that we have machinery on site by early 2020. They have decided now there's a new architect as well coming on board, and they hope to have him in place by the end of June, where a number of tweaks have to be made to the existing plan, and then it goes into the planning stage.
The Taoiseach says he'll work with whoever gets elected British Prime Minister after Theresa May. It's after Boris Johnson threw his hat into the ring to replace Theresa May. The British Prime Minister says she will set out her departure date after the Brexit deal is passed. But Leo Varadkar won't be drawn on who he wants to replace Miss May.
You know, whoever's the Prime Minister of the UK, whether it's Prime Minister May or someone else, we'll work with them. That's our responsibility as an Irish government and my responsibility as Taoiseach. But what wouldn't be helpful or desirable would be for me to be commenting in any way on internal politics in the UK. That just wouldn't be in our interest.
The Justice Minister has called for progress in talks to restore power sharing in Stormont. Charlie Flanagan was speaking at a memorial ceremony to mark the 45th anniversary of the Dublin and Monaghan bombings. 33 people were killed and 300 injured in the bombs on the May 17th, 1974. No one has ever been brought to justice. Minister Flanagan says the sooner the government in the north is restored, the sooner the Historical Investigations Unit can be set up.
I would like to see a progress on the talks over the coming weeks. If we had institutions back in Northern Ireland, we then could set about the structures under the Stormont House Agreement, one of which being the Historic Investigations Unit, which can result in a measure of comfort for victims and survivors.
There are calls for new legislation to tackle littering, while the government is also being urged to develop a long-term plan for dealing with waste management. It comes as figures show that just 41% of litter fines issued in Donegal in 2017 were actually paid. There are also claims that current legislation could mean that big waste companies can charge whatever they wish in collection fees. Cathaoirleach of the Stranorna Municipal District, Councillor Patrick McGowan, says a fair and effective plan needs to be implemented.
Number one, we need to be getting stricter. We need to change the law and name and shame instead of people walking away and report this morning and just paying small fines, and that costing us three or four times as much to clean up these areas. We need to be doing that, but seriously, in the long-term plan, we need to put in an affordable, robust waste collection system. Bearing in mind, an awful lot of people have issues with affordability, and there's an awful lot of people out there just won't pay. And we need to bring in some method. We need to value a countryside in such a way that we might have to subsidise waste management. I think we have to look at subsidising it. It's all very well talking about segregation and doing this, that and the other, but every system that's brought on so far is going to increase the price of collecting these multiple bins, and then the whole thing about segregation is questionable. So I think we need to go back and look. I think this is one of the services that the government will have to heavily subsidise a lot more than we're doing, and that's not to let people off paying, but we need to keep it affordable, and I'm very worried.
A Donegal County Councillor has backed calls for more resources to be afforded to diabetes patients in the county. Councillor Frank McBrearty, a diabetic himself, has reiterated calls for more progress on a centre of excellence at Letterkenny University Hospital and the immediate recruitment of a replacement podiatrist. He says there is a need for diabetes clinics in every community and education programmes in schools.
Education needs to be rolled out in every school in the country and in every community, such as resource centres, where people can learn about diabetes and what it actually can do to people. I mean, it can have a knock-on effects. It can create problems with amputations. People's eyesight can be affected very badly by it. Heart problems, high blood pressure. It all starts with education. And I'll be lobbying, if I'm re-elected, very, very hard that the services are enhanced and that the management of those services are better handled than the way they are presently.
And you firmly believe that this should be taken right down to local level in terms of the way these services are provided and managed?
Yes, I think that every primary care centre and every doctor's surgery, there should be a clinic in those areas for local people, especially people who can't travel. That's very important in my opinion. I've seen it at the coal face myself. And the diabetic clinic, the services that are needed for this illness. The most important thing is to have those services available to people when they need it. For example, I've seen in the diabetic clinic, the staff that is there are fantastic, but we're very under-resourced.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, with the latest arrival of men's, women's and kids' clothing from leading sports labels like Nike, Adidas and Under Armour.
It's 14 minutes past 5 and time's latest in sport with Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Michaela. We begin with golf. Rory McIlroy is struggling to make the cut at the US PGA Championship. He's currently 7 over par, playing the 13th. Padraig Harrington will certainly have the weekend free. He's at 13 over par. Both Shane Lowry and Graham McDowell will tee off at around 6 Irish time from 5 over and level par respectively. The leader is Brooks Koepka and he tees off from 7 under par at 10 to 7. Irish time tonight. Well, Finn Harps could move off the bottom of the Premier Division table this evening. Waterford United are the visitors to Finn Park, and a win for the home side coupled with a UCD defeat and they could move up into the playoff spot. Tonight's task will be difficult given the raft of Harps suspensions and injuries. Can they build momentum following their first one of the campaign last time out against UCD? Jeremy Doherty will have live updates tonight on Highland.
Well, the hope is that they will, Oisin. They had a fantastic victory over UCD 2 weeks ago, a 3-0 win. A great performance that night and 3 quality goals as well. And it gave Harps a massive boost and a welcome first league win of the season. But going into the game against Waterford tonight, they've been hit with these suspensions. They've got 4 key players out. So Ollie Horgan is going to have to have a few big decisions to make and fill in some gaps, particularly in defence where Sam Todd and Keith Coon are both suspended tonight. So he does have players that can come in and play in there, but I'm sure Waterford will be coming to Donegal almost rubbing their hands at the fact that they're going to be taking on a Harps side that is going to be so depleted tonight.
Kick-off time to that game tonight is 8 o'clock at Finn Park, and as I said, Jeremy will have updates here in Highland as from the kick-off time. Elsewhere, champions Dundalk are away to Cork City. Shamrock Rovers, who trailed Dundalk at the top in goal difference, go to UCD, and St Patrick's Athletic host Bohemians. Derry City are on the road against Sligo tomorrow night, Saturday. The Knockala Caravans Cup final will be played tonight at McGinn Park in Buncranagh. Glengadge United and Bunnygee United will battle for the title as both sides look to end the season with silverware. Kick-off time to that one is at 7.30 this evening at the Buncranagh venue. Extra time and penalties if required. We're down to the decisive weekends in soccer in the Northwest. Tomorrow, the Saturday League Division 1, Division 2 playoff, we'll see Milford United taking on Castlefin Celtic Reserves. Then on Sunday, Who will win the Premier Division title? Cockhill or Castle Finn Celtic, excuse me, know that a victory over Kildrum Tigers will hand them the title. Kilmacren and Celtic, who are in second, need to beat Milford United and hope Castle Finn Celtic slip up if they are to win the title or indeed to be involved in a title deciding playoff. There's also a Premier Division Division 1 playoff at Ballyhearn Sunday with Rathmullen Celtic against Drumkeen United. And there's more cup action to come at the weekend at McGinn Park. The Buncrana Credit Union final is on Sunday at 2 o'clock with Greencastle against Cockhill Youth. Greencastle, of course, going for the quadruple this season. There's a big match for the Donegal Schoolboys under 12s this weekend because they're playing in the National Interleague final in Mullingar. Cork are the opposition for Johnny McGrory's Young Chargers as they look to win a national title this season. In rugby, Ulster will bid to reach the Pro 14 League final tonight and make it an all-Irish affair. If they can win in Scotland, they're on the road and have made the trip to Scotstoun to take on the Glasgow Warriors. Starts at 7:35. Leinster and Munster will fight it out in the second semi-final at the RDS tomorrow. Another rugby news, Connacht have confirmed they've been granted full planning permission for the redevelopment of the sports ground. The €30 million upgrade will bring the stadium capacity up to 12,000 and the works will also include a high performance centre and a greyhound track. Moving now to cricket, and the latest games in the North West Premiership will be played tomorrow with four matches down for decision at Eglinton, Ballyspallan, Glendermot and Coleraine. Here's our cricket correspondent, Eamon McLaughlin.
With the weather looking reasonably good for tomorrow, our featured game in the Long Super Value Premier League is at newly promoted Ballyspallan, who welcome Donamana. Other games down for decision tomorrow, Eglinton host Brady, Glendermot welcomes Strabane to the rectory, while Brigade make a journey to the north coast to take on Coleraine. In the Championship tomorrow, St Johnstone have an away day at Burndennet. Weather looking good for tomorrow, so hopefully all games will be completed.
Moving on to Gaelic games, and the action starts tomorrow Saturday with the Ulster Ladies Under 16 Championship Final. Donegal are taking on Tyrone in a derby match. Donegal have home advantage. St Mary's and Convoys, the venue there, starts at 3 o'clock. The second round of games in the Christy Ring Hurling Cup will be played tomorrow. In Group 1, Donegal are on the road as they go to Own Beg to play Derry. It starts at 3 o'clock. We'll have updates from that tie. Derry beat down in the opening game, while Donegal last Sunday lost out to Wicklow. And Tyrone are also involved in a game tomorrow in the Nicky Rackard Group 2 as they play Sligo. The All-Ireland Masters Championship continues for Donegal in Round 2 tomorrow in Ballybuffet. They take on Down, starts at 2 o'clock. There's also a full programme of games this weekend to be played in the Donegal All-County Leagues with the matches in Division 1 and Division 2 on Sunday afternoon, and then in Division 3 and Division 4, the mix between Saturday and Sunday. The leaders in Division 1 are Kilcare. They host McCool's. In Division 2, Killybegs top the table. They make the trip to Ardra. Also on Sunday, the Burt leaders in Division 3 welcome Neve Breed. And then on Saturday in Division 4, Mavill are at home to Pettigo. Narossa go to Letterkenny Gaels. Mavill and Narossa are the joint leaders there. Two matches in the Donegal Senior Hurling League tonight. Satanta will play Burt and McCool's take on Buncrana. And it's going to be an interesting weekend on the minor football front as well. Donegal are making the trip to Breffni Park in Cavan on Sunday to play the latest round of the qualifiers. A one for Gary Duffy side, and they would be through to the semi-finals. That game throws in at 6 o'clock on Sunday, and we'll have full live match coverage from that game online at highlandradio.com this coming Sunday evening. Before that, Tyrone are involved in the other qualifier as they take on Down. That's at 2 o'clock in Park Esler. It's the curtain raiser to the big senior championship game there on Sunday between Down and Armagh. And the other championship game in Ulster this weekend, Cavan are playing Monaghan on Saturday evening. Tributes have been paid today to Dublin legend Anton O'Toole, who passed away after an illness. The four-time All-Ireland medal winner was 68. O'Toole was a key component of Kevin Heffernan's Dublin sides of the 70s and 80s. Finally, we go to motorsport, and the Donegal Forestry Rally is on this weekend. Bundoran is the headquarters at the Allingham Arms Hotel. It's round four of the Irish Forestry Championship, and it's also round two of the Donegal Commercials Club Championship as well. A total stages distance on Saturday is 69 kilometres with stages outside Ballintra, Ballyshannon and around the Loch Derg area. Michael Carbon is the championship leader, and he is in Donegal for this weekend. The top seed is Cathal McCourt and Barry McNulty in their Ford Fiesta, while David Crossan is the top seed in the two-wheel drive category, as visitors from all over the country make their way to the northwest to take on the gravel and frost and forest roads off Donegal. That's it. Don't forget, Jeremy has updates tonight from Harps Against Waterford, and Chris Ashmore has our next studio-based programme tomorrow afternoon following the 2 o'clock news.
Thanks, Oisin. And returning to some news. Almost 1,000 couples went on to get married after meeting through the Knock Marriage Introduction Service. Today it was announced the agency, which has been running since the 1960s, is to close as it's no longer viable to run. More recent subscribers paid €200 for a year's worth of introductions. Former director Father Stephen Farher says a number of those people have gone on to get married.
In its heyday, probably back in the 60s, 70s, it probably was responsible for maybe 30 marriages a year. In more recent years, now the highest, I suppose, 7 years ago we had 10 marriages in the course of a year, but there has been a noticeable decline. So it just indicates that the means by which people are now meeting have varied a lot, mainly due to internet and online dating agencies and apps.
For weather now, scattered showers today, some heavy at times, highest temperatures of 14 to 16 degrees and light east to northeast breezes. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, further searches for Aidan Baldrick are to continue in Letterkenny and Derry this weekend. It's exactly 1 week since the 33-year-old went missing from Derry, with a confirmed sighting at the station roundabout in Letterkenny at the weekend. The Seattle Hospital Group is warning of long wait times at Letterkenny University Hospital because of what it says is the very high number of people being admitted. According to the latest INMO report, 25 people were waiting for inpatient beds there this morning, the fourth highest figure in the country. There are calls for new legislation to tackle littering, while the government is also being urged to develop a long-term plan for dealing with waste management. It comes as figures show that just 41% of litter fines issued in Donegal in 2017 were actually paid. And the Donegal County Councillor has backed calls for more resources to be afforded to diabetes patients in the county. Councillor Frank McBurty, a diabetic himself, has reiterated calls for more progress on a centre of excellence at Letterkenny University Hospital and the immediate recruitment of a replacement podiatrist. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to your podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is News with Colm Fersher, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shéir Mahas a Colm Fersher and Sheldon, the Preachkilt here at Highland Radio. Osclu and Chonskin of Farber has Stratisha, Sleeve League, Gohafigul and Chacton Shah, Bae and Tara Ejahish, Agus Skillina, Joe McHugh, Egodjerta and Corlera, Seamus O'Donnell, Kaihirla, Corlera Gunanal, Arinya and Oscult, Malin and Nahalcha, Egsiv, Sleeve League, Ataya Vila Traicha and Erja, Oskion Kates, Shask and Mila Kurchor, Gobliantul, Goji Geltuk, Jeshkirch, Gunanal. As few Kaharpunch and Neakug million. Euro budget capage and chanskin of Ferbera Hart Lar and Umpert Agus Anod Kurchura on Kamai La Fiosahan infrastructure Lakasan Dogulya kilometer or fad a creek new in me Valtanya Anuri Glaki San Arav. Fogri Tar Gowil Kish to Nua or few Kafru million euro a horror jesh the McLean trio level curse. Fuhu fai trivile le chaili gelterte fadagus atashi de frastel or kurse kailihe trio level fai semester omlan. Hjol and Tarastach Shan Kain and Kishja Ur a Kharter Jontus suus le mila gulia euro an I and Veclean aves anike lesh and na chaili a current last year foildifa. Taharak sul le frastal a yen of Ersuas le kitchard was a kuig, Maclean, Fween Scheme, August Bay and Trevcha, Tom Changa, Jiriha Erveclean, trio level a Willingiliga Glacky, Marsh Awar, Aku, and a Gursa Ulskala, August Tasha Egesht, Egron the Gelter to Gominhi, Cantus Exile, Geltak to Tarava As and Kishta Ursha. August Folkreed heard Gobel Jontus Suisle, Fihis a Daw, Vili Euro, Kadiha Egg and Run. Comai, the Urbert, Pobble Glen, Givara, Tanjontus, Shah, Con, Akur, Akomus, Akosha, Atul, Ashen of Sports, Urbert, Mr. Cantor, Park Emmerhe Pella, Mar English, Nahashan, the Key, a Cutter File, or Heave, Larnach, a Letcher Mac Awards, Staharag Sul, Gomeshid, a Brew, Nigerig, a Kunken, Augustin Sieve, a Usage, Mar Lar, Anad, Changa, August Coulter, Dun Oiga, Kamila, Honage, Sports. August Conor na Gaeilge a Gaeilge ar phobal na Gaeilge Gael vóta a hógáil san arab agus iad a caith vóta jihíne se hógin sna taithan áitila o yes agus na taithan Europa chúi agus has ta réim sa liahan irahóri da Parliament na Europa ag cairs irahóri contossi a ta taréis galtanas a hóirt leis an Gaeilge agus leis an Gaeltacht a ladrú ma héchar iad agus ta gaolas ag sina G bonca I agus ceilir ar féile rás rúa is tír Ellen Aaron Ward an jara seart in se le hemach tí ciol bártithe ag onad jefrile ar fodan alan se an céad lian dan éile a ianhar chefne ar hiel agus sihir an taurini agus sanioli ciol rás an an auran gaolas ag féile rás rúa bonca.com Simo chodse eligalier slán agus banacht.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 17th of May. The death has taken place of Maureen McGonigal, née Ferry, 2A Greenlaw Road, Ballymagorry. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday afternoon at 20 past 1 for Mass in St Mary's Church, Clockcore at 2 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Foyle Hospice, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. The death has taken place in Lanzarote of Hazel Brown, Grange, Inch Island. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there at 1:30 on Sunday afternoon to Christchurch, Buncrana, for service at 2:30, with burial in the adjoining graveyard. House private, please, from 10pm to 12 noon, and strictly private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Christchurch, Buncrana, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Brendan O'Brien, Drumurda, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 11:15, going to St. Columbus Church, Drumahl, for funeral mass at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St. Columbus Church Drumahl Restoration Fund, care of any family member. The death has taken place of Mrs. Sadie Elvin, Callan, Drumkeen. Her remains are reposing at her daughter Rosemary and Tommy Meehan's residence at Drumore, Ballandrate. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 1:45, travelling via Drumkeen for service in Stranorlar Parish Church at 3 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the family plot in the adjoining churchyard. Family time, please, from 11pm to 11am. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Barnesview Ward, St Joseph's Hospital, Stranorlar, care of any family member or Gibson Funeral Directors. The death has occurred of Patricia Fahey, née Vaughan, 2 Pine Road, Milltown, Artigarvan. Patricia's remains are reposing at her late home. Funeral from there tomorrow afternoon at 2:15 for Requiem Mass at 3 o'clock in St Mary's Church, Melmount. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Aware or the Foyle Hospice, care of Charles Lynch, Funeral Director. Family time, please, from 11pm to 10am and from 12 noon on the day of the funeral. The death has taken place of Doris Harton, Keelogs, Linsford, Buncrana. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for funeral mass at 11 in St Mary's Church, Cock Hill, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Porter Funeral Directors. House private, please, from 11pm to 11am. And the death has taken place of Teresa Shovlin, formerly of Ardra. Her remains are reposing at Shovlin's funeral home, Sandfield, with removal this evening to the Church of the Holy Family, Ardra, arriving at 7:15. Mass tomorrow at 12 noon, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery.